Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Megan Sly Royal from Dublin is with me here on the programme. And I just want to flag to listeners that this conversation's about mental health and suicide. And I just want to mention that before we go any further this afternoon. Megan, thanks for taking the call and for joining us. Your mum, Maureen, passed away just over a month ago now, and condolences to you and all the family. You found out that she'd passed away from a WhatsApp message from the Pegasus Clinic. Will you tell us what happened?
I got a text message while I was just chilling around the house with me 2 week old baby. I was talking to my as normal the night before. Like, my mum had passed away on the Thursday. As far as I knew, she was at home on Tuesday chilling. And I was talking to her then. And on Wednesday night, a really close friend of hers had messaged me and asked what I thought. I was actually, the baby was, she's colicky. So I was up for her and I said, I can't talk by the phone. Will you just text me? I said, I had my hands full. And they said to me, look, I'm sworn to secrecy, but your mum's gone to Switzerland for a suicide. And I won't lie, I just thought to myself, what a load of bee, first of all. You can't just go and do that. She's a healthy woman, you know what I mean? Mm.
This is to one of the assisted dying clinics, Megan, was it? That's what you were told?
Yeah. Okay. So this was the first I've ever heard. I've seen a movie about it once, called View Before Me or stuff about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I did not think this was going to be my life. So I just thought to myself, even if she was in Switzerland at this clinic, they can't just take her. They can't do that. She's healthy. She has problems like us all, emotional and mental problems, but she was healthy. Mm. So I panicked in the moment. And I rang my dad. And I said, Dad, I said, I'm after getting told this. I said, I needed to ring my man. I need you to say it to him. I was too afraid in case, because suicide isn't a new thing for my mum either.
There's been some trauma and bereavements in the family previously, Megan.
So my mum's two baby sisters died in the last 3 years.
She's had a very difficult time of it.
My auntie of suicide and my second auntie of the after effects of suicide, basically. That brought me mom to a really dark place. And then when I got pregnant, she was in a new place, you know, because again, like, we all have problems, you know, but 90% of the time, my mom was a very happy, young, vibrant woman. She did nearly 40 years, 39 years in revenue. As an executive officer, and loved our little holidays and all. She was just a basic happy mammy, where, again, like anyone else, a problem.
And looking forward to your baby and the grandchild coming along.
She was so excited. Like, she's great. Like, her and my son, like, they were best mates. So I never thought she could have left me and him, never mind them, when she knew the baby was coming. And she spent our final 2 weeks up with me and the baby. And none of it was very, like, I'll never make sense of how I was never made a part, or even nobody tried to contact me. Like, they said they received a handwritten letter off me.
This is from the Pegasus Clinic in Basel in Switzerland.
Yes. So basically, they got back to my uncle and the Independent, if I'm correct. Now, don't quote me on what exactly they said. You'd have to read it. I'm pretty sure they said, I said that I couldn't accompany my mother to Switzerland. I accepted our choices, but I wasn't happy about them.
I'm reading it here. So, the Pegasus Group said in response that it received a letter from you, from Miss Lai's daughter, Megan, saying she was aware of her mother's wishes and accepted them. And it also says it verified the letter through an email response with you, using an email supplied by you.
Yeah, now why would you verify through email or letter when it's someone's life?
There was never a phone call, was there?
There was never a phone call. I got me text message, and so they had me number. And after I got me text message, I got blocked. So can the I, next steps for my mother's death were emailed to a false email.
Can I get you, Megan, to just... You've mentioned that, you know, you got a sort of a phone call from a friend to say that your mum was thinking about this.
Text. And
had, yeah, text. Sorry, they had to travel to Switzerland. And you received a text from the Pegasus Clinic the next day.
I had 18 hours to try and stop her. I got on to my friends. I got on to my family. Everybody rang her. My dad actually rang me back and he said, "Yeah, mammy be home to you tomorrow." He said, "Say a prayer. She'd be home to you," he said, because she had no intentions of coming home to you. And I said, "Oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks so much." So I went on and I texted her as normal. I texted her and I said, "What day next week are you going to be up to me and the kids? Because they're after picking out something lovely for you to say thanks for being the best nanny." And she replied back, "We'll let you know, looking at a new medication to help with the pain in my back." And I said, "What is it like?" And she said, "Oh, it's a medication in the UK. I'll need to get it up north posted." And I said, "Yeah, sure, we'll just rent a post box in the north." You know, I thought I was talking solutions with her.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believed she was saying true. And I still believe she was saying true. But I felt she would have felt foolish at this point because it was paid. She was there. And you're not getting your full refund, whether they do it here or not.
When you got the text message, Megan, from the Pegasus Clinic to say that your mum was passed away, and this was the first you'd heard, was it, that your mum had died?
The first I heard, I thought it was my uncle thought it was a scam. He's a solicitor in the UK, and when I messaged him, he looked up the number, and it came up as a scam number. The number isn't even registered to Pegasus. It was a volunteer who messaged me because they blocked me afterwards. When I asked questions frantically, as you would, being someone in the unknown.
You must have got the fright of your life when you saw this message coming in.
I did. I texted that number about 20. I said, "Where's my ma? Who are you? Where's the medical reports? Who said my ma was a sound mind to do this? Who are you?" Like that they blocked me and my partner messaged saying, "Excuse me, like, my partner's green and just needs some answers here." Like, It was. I'm calling it glorified suicide because, again, my mother wasn't terminally ill. She needed help, first of all. And like that, they did it. They blocked me. I had to go searching with funeral homes to look for my mum's ashes until a really lovely woman called Marie. She worked for the Irish Embassy. She got straight onto the Swiss. But they were telling me I wouldn't get my mum back for up to 6 to 8 weeks. And that if she wasn't back by then, well, then I could make contact myself to get her back and see what the holdup would be. So the embassy had her back with me within 2 weeks. But here's where the next disgusting part happens. I was told, "Your mum's ashes are registered to your address. So basically, wait for ourselves like a package." And then I get the phone call.
Like a delivery package, Megan.
Yeah, oh, here's the tracking number.
So when you got that message, and if you don't mind, Megan, if you feel comfortable, would you mind, could you tell us maybe a little bit about what that message said initially?
Yeah. "Dear Megan, I am writing to you from Pegasus in Switzerland. Maureen asked me to write to you personally and directly to inform you. Maureen passed away peacefully today at 14:03 Swiss local time. She was not alone, and she was embraced by Pegasus nurse, attendant and dog all together as she died. She was holding the card of our beloved sister Wendy in her hand. She requested Elvis gospel music to be played and Amazing Grace was the song that she played when they opened the IV cannula. I send my sincere condolences to you and your family, Megan. May she be lovingly remembered and our memory be a blessing."
And you thought this was a scam when you first got this message?
Yeah, I just thought it was all a joke. I was on my own actually at home, so it was the first time my partner had actually gone out for a little while to leave me. And I had sent it to him straight away, and he, well, what felt like the, he came straight home, but it was 20 minutes, and the longest 20 minutes of my life was, I was going back and forth, and I was just crying frantically, just praying to God that it was just wrong.
But and he, you had down no...
from the conversation I had the night before, I knew it wasn't.
Yeah, and you had no idea, Megan, that you're, I know you mentioned your mum had had some difficulties, but you'd no idea that this is the place that maybe she was in.
I did not think it was possible for Annie. As it says on their website, healthy person over 18 has a right to die. Glorified suicide is what that's called.
The Pegasus Group have said that your mum went through an extensive assessment process leading up to her death.
Bogus medical claims. I have IBS. Does that mean I should be allowed to go alone? Because if I asked my partner to come with me tomorrow because my IBS was so bad and I couldn't take it anymore, and he got on a plane with me and came to Switzerland and died, he'd be arrested on the plane back because I'm not terminally ill. And what he just did was illegal. He assisted my suicide, glorified suicide.
So you feel there wasn't an independent psychiatric evaluation?
There wasn't. No. Why won't they? Why won't they answer anyone? Why is their only answer, oh, but she wrote the letter and agreed?
So for you,
and
it's...
And then you just closed your door like a factory and let your volunteer text me.
And your real concerns, Megan, are around the assessment process for the evaluation of
people. The assessment process, the verification process. My mother is the second Welsh woman this year. And it's not like it's over once they send our message. You have to go through the ashes process, and then the death cert is still yet to come. I've to plan the most bizarre funeral, even the funeral director never heard of before.
And when you were told, when you'd been dealing with the embassy, when you were told that your mum's ashes were going to be sent back to you by post, like as you said a few moments ago, nearly like a parcel, that you were you tracking it?
I tracked her like she was an Amazon delivery, yes. And then, like I said, to me shock, I was expecting them to me door, which was going to be hard enough. Then I get the phone call of a funeral director in Cavan saying he's quite busy at the moment, but my man just landed in the post office. And a half an hour later, or an hour later, I got a photo of my man in a box to say, oh, it's picture up.
What was going through your head, Megan, when you got that message?
I wanted to smash my phone off the wall. I wanted to walk out my dog on a plane to Switzerland and take that place down brick by brick.
You're organising the funeral at the moment, are you?
Yeah.
And what are you planning to do?
All I could do is a funeral mass. Oh, the mass of a funeral with our ashes there, and I'm going to let off some balloons at my kids for her and my close friends. And then that's all.
That's it.
She had paid for a week. She had paid for casket, funeral car, everything. Well, sure, I don't have a body to do that with. I was given away the right to even say goodbye to her. See her. Taken from me. And like I said, they had said to James, the volunteer, oh, did Megan not get the next steps by email address? No, because they were emailing me mother the whole time.
You've expressed all of this to Pegasus. You've told them that you never got any of these emails. And I mentioned that they had previously said, Pegasus had said in a statement that they'd received a letter from you saying you were aware of your mum's wishes and accepted them. But you claim that the email...
What young daughter is going to allow their young, healthy mother go by letter? And no communication other than that. They're not that stupid. They had my mum sitting in a room with another woman, apparently. But I was told this by our friend. Well, our friend heard by the person who texted me. That apparently she'd met a Korean woman there who was there for the same reason. Like, you're both getting a tutu. Mm.
Because your mum had, am I right in thinking your mum had told you that was she travelling to Lithuania with a friend for a few days?
No, she told a couple of people she was going to Lithuania. But my ma was the type of person, she lived in Cavan, I live in Dublin. So I could bring my ma today and she could be at home. And I could bring my ma in 2 days and she could be in Sligo. She loves Sligo. She also loves Mayo.
Right, she travelled around a bit.
I could bring her and I wouldn't have a notion where she would have been. She was so random. So when I heard she was going to Lithuania, again, I thought nothing of that. Yeah.
It wouldn't be unusual.
Nothing unusual. Mm. So on Tuesday when I was texting her, well, she was in a hotel and I didn't even know. She said to me, I'm at the sleeping and I miss me brekkie. I said, get up and have a big brekkie for yourself there, I said. Thinking she was just at home.
I know. It's incredibly, incredibly difficult situation, Megan, for you. And
I still don't know where our passport is, our phone is, our clothes are, our bag.
And these are the questions you say you haven't been able to get answers answers to.
No. No answers. Just a really crappy situation that I'll just never think I will understand. Because like I said, she wasn't terminally ill. This is what she got to go on and commit suicide, and they were for helping her.
And she had had some difficulties, Megan, hadn't she? Am I right in thinking that your mum had at one point had previously made an attempt on her own life? Am I right in
she
thinking
had,
that?
She had. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She didn't want to do it. So she didn't. She did try. But I kept telling her, well, things are going to get better for us, Matt. But she had a tough life growing up, and I remember seeing her being sad quite a lot when I was younger and stuff. And I know that's because she wanted to have me, because my dad raised me and I was with her every other weekend. And I kept saying, "For we're going to have a great couple of years now, about older and all, you know what I mean? Me, you and the kids, and we're going to go on holidays. And me, her, my son only went to Disneyland Paris Day for Christmas gone."
How would you like your mum to be remembered, Megan? How would you like people to remember Maureen?
I'd like her never to be defined by her mental illness or problems she had in her head. So I tell her she's brave. Tell her I'm...
Miss her terribly as well, I've no doubt, Megan.
I'll never be right without me, ma. Like I said yesterday to somebody, life doesn't come with a manual, it comes with a mammy. Like, so much she was meant to teach me when me little girl. Like, it's just me, I'm an only child, so I just had me, ma, you know?
It's an incredibly, incredibly difficult situation. Look after yourself, Megan. It's an incredibly difficult time for you and the family, and it's very hard to know what to say to you. None of us can, you know, really fully understand what you're going through, having not experienced it. But I just listening to you today, it's incredibly difficult to think what you've gone through.
Yeah, I just don't think any words could. It's just something that I have to day by day take, and it's still not over. Well, I'm still fighting to find our death cert. You know,
it's incredible.
Day by day, and it's not just if anybody was thinking of doing this to their family, so you don't, because my God, the solutions are there, and your families are here, and now I'm just left with no answers in search. And now when I celebrate my daughter's first birthday, my ma's first anniversary, my first Christmas with my daughter is my first Christmas without my ma, it's going to be forever for me.
Well, we've certainly reached out to Pegasus Clinic here ourselves in Basel in Switzerland, Megan, to see if we can attempt to help you get the answers you're looking for. But look after yourself, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Lunchtime Live today to chat to us.
Thank you. I appreciate your time also. You have a nice day.
As I said, we've contacted the Pegasus Group, and we haven't had any reply back as of yet. Anyway, but I note the previously released comments in relation to this to the Irish Independent, and it said that, you know, Miss Sly had gone through an extensive assessment process, including an independent psychiatric evaluation, confirming she was of sound mind. It said she was consistently forthcoming about her background and history, and provided thorough medical documentation, It said she'd stated repeatedly that she was in chronic pain that was unbearable to her despite seeing pain specialists. Also added that Miss Sly provided a letter from her daughter, Megan, and in that letter she stated in writing that she confirmed she was fully informed regarding her mum's decision and that she'd been made fully aware of her intentions and the nature of the procedure that she was seeking. And Pegasus also said that, you know, Megan was contacted directly by email to confirm the authenticity of the letter, and that in that email she confirmed that the letter was indeed hers and that she was sorry she couldn't accompany her mother to Switzerland and that she was not happy with her mum's decision but understood that she was in a great deal of pain. And as you've heard from Megan herself, that's something that she disputes, both the letter and the email. But if we get any further details, we'll certainly bring that to you. I do just want to say, because I'm very conscious for people listening this afternoon, you know, like if any of the issues we've been talking about affect you in any way at all, you can contact the Samaritans. Their number anytime is 116 123. That's 116 123.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.